بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن ابي مالك الحارث بن عاصم الاشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الطهور شطر الايمان، والحمد لله تملا الميزان، وسبحان الله والحمد لله تملأان، وتملا ما بين السماوات والارض، والصلاه نور، والصدقه برهان، والصبر ضياء، والقران حجه لك وعليك، كل الناس يغدو فبايع نفسه فمعتقها وموبقها، رواه مسلم. This hadith is narrated by a Sahabi who is known by the name of Abu Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He is from the Ash'ar tribe. He accepted Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, passed away in the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and 27 ahadith are narrated from the Sahabi. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "At-tuhuru shatrul iman," that purity, this refers to external purity, that is, bathing oneself, cleansing oneself, etc. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this is half of iman. From this expression, shatrul iman, half of iman, we can see the importance that is attached to being clean, cleansing and purifying ourselves. Some people have this idea or concept that piety or deendari is that a person becomes oblivious of his external appearance. He doesn't worry whether his clothes are clean, whether his appearance is clean, etc. Yes, not being worried of one's external appearance is a form of praiseworthiness when one is in ihram. That is a shaythu tafil. We find this expression in hadith, that the hair and the body should be disheveled, full of dust, etc. But outside of ihram, Islam very, very strongly encourages us to have external purity, to be clean. A Muslim must be somebody who is presentable at all times. And we find that just as this expression, at-tuhuru shatrul iman, purity is half of iman, ulama explain it like this. They say one half of iman is to cleanse one's inside, that is of hatred, jealousy, bad qualities, etc. And the other half of iman is to keep one outside clean. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah in his Ihya al-Ulum, he mentions this, that just as it is important to keep the external self clean, it is also important to keep the internal self clean. The hadith goes on, walhamdulillahi tamla'ul mizan. This expression, alhamdulillah, that is, all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that will fill the scale. This word mizan refers to the scale by which the deeds of humanity will be weighed. You find in many, many ahadith this mizan is mentioned. Quran also it is mentioned. وَنَضَعُ الْمِيزَانَ الْقِسْطِ وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ. Allah ta'ala says, on the day of judgment, we will set up what is referred to as the scale of justice. Now, what is the actual form of the scale? Allah knows best, but the scale does exist. And the scale has the quality that it will actually weigh the deeds of humanity. We find in this expression, alhamdulillah fills the scale. These are the words with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the Quran, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. So ulama say this is one of the most superior forms of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ تَمْلَآنَ أَوْ تَمْلَأُ مَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah's Rasul said these expressions, Subhanallah walhamdulillah. These are expressions that fill the scale of deeds. And in this hadith it is mentioned that so much of reward Allah gives us to make Allah's zikr with these words, Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, that the entire space between the earth and the heavens are filled with the reward. So we should keep our tongues busy with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and particularly these two forms of zikr. What is so special about these two forms of zikr is that it denotes Allah's purity. All praise belongs to Allah, and Allah is pak, Allah is pure from every form of blemish. Insan is full of blemish, insan is full of shortcomings from head to toe. وَالصَّلَاةُ نُورٌ. Rasulullah said that salah is a nur, it is a light. Now what this means, several meanings ulama have given. One meaning is that on the day of judgment, generally darkness will prevail. Salah will be a light for us on that day. One hadith it comes, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, how will you recognize who your followers are? Who are your ummah on that day? It is mentioned in that hadith that the parts of the body that would touch the ground in sajda, that is the face, the hands, the knees, etc., will be shining on that day. That is how Rasulullah will be able to distinguish who his ummah is. One deeper meaning of this expression, as-salatu nurun, that ulama give, is that Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar, that if a person is regular with his salah will cleanse him of shamelessness, will cleanse him of haram. So, what is salah? Salah is a light for us. It will light up for us what is the true path, and it will show us that which is haram and cause us to stay away from it. وَصَدَقَةُ بُرْهَانٌ Sadaqah, charity, will be a proof for you on the Day of Judgment. What is meant by this? It's two meanings. One is sadaqah, giving charity, is a proof that one loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why he is sacrificing his wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second meaning ulama give of this is that the wealth which Allah has given us in this world, we are going to be questioned about it on the Day of Judgment. If we will give a lot of charity, then this will become a proof for us that our wealth was utilized correctly in this world. And we find Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran about sadaqah, about zakat, that تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا خُدْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا That when you will give zakat, when you will give sadaqah, this will purify and it will cleanse your wealth. وَالصَّبْرُ ضِيَاءٌ Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that sabr is also a form of light for one on the Day of Judgment. This is the reason Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, this expression was sabr diyaun, that this particular hadith has been mentioned in this chapter. Wal Quranu hujjatun laka aw alayk, and the Quran will be a proof for you, will be a proof in your favor or plaintiff against you on the Day of Judgment. Now we find in this one hadith so many things are mentioned, each one expression. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah says that this hadith actually incorporates almost the whole of deen, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has shown us the virtue in this one hadith, one of purity, of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, of salah, of sadaqah, charity, of sabr, having patience, of adhering to the principles of the Quran. And finally, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this last expression is found in this hadith, كُلُّ النَّاسِ يَغْدُو فَبَايِعُ النَّفْسَهُ فَمُعْتِقُهَا وَمُوبِقُهَا That every person gets up, every day, a new day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you. And each one of you is engaged in a trade on that day. Look at this expression. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, every person sells his soul. Every person sells his soul. And in the sale, in this transaction, he either frees his soul from Jahannam or he destroys his soul by going towards Jahannam. What is meant is that every day we are given an opportunity either to earn akhirat or to destroy our akhirat by the correct utilization of our time. In other words, all these things that were mentioned, spend your time in the zikr of Allah, spend your time in salah, spend your time in sadaqah, spend your time in whatever difficulties there are, have sabr, have patience, and bring your life on the principles of the Quran. This will be a means of you freeing your soul from Jahannam rather than destroying it. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.